Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sponsoring this week on Staying Relevant is Hinge. I am very, very excited about this one, Samuel.
Oh, Hinge, the dating app designed to be deleted. It is very up your street, to be fair.
There is an opportunity for you to be involved, though, Sam.
Any excuse to meddle in your love life. I love it.
With voice prompt, my best friends take on why you should date me. You can actually lean on your friends to hype you up to potential matches. Try not to get too excited, Sam.
I would be the best hype man for you. You know I would. I'd talk about your smell and then move on to how you always take care of anyone in your group on a night out and also how you bring little snacks in your briefcase. They're very endearing quality.
Wow. Just wow, Sam. As we found out there, it's not easy to see your own green flags, especially if you're humble and self-deprecating like me. Add that to your list, Samuel. But it is easy for your friends to do so on your behalf.
Now, I'm glad you like my suggestion, Peter, and download the dating app Hinge and try its voice prompts today.
Welcome to Staying Relevant. Next up is an episode I don't actually remember recording. I've just been told about it and it's taken me a good 10 minutes for me to remember any part of it. It's a good one. Make sure you listen.
Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast with Sam Thompson and icon and heartthrob that is Peter James Wicks.
I wish, in fact, I'm going to get onto this, the whole icon thing, because you've done something this week that I found rather embarrassing. But we'll get onto that. I'm going to be swearing, and this week I'm drinking coffee, but I may need a beer, I could possibly be drinking. If you don't like that, then yourself.
And before we get started, of course, you can find us on YouTube every single Friday on the visuals, and you can catch us audio-wise every single Monday wherever you get your podcasts. And we also have a TikTok and an Instagram at Staying Relevant. You can get all our like best bits and stuff.
And Sam keeps forgetting, despite the fact that he loves it, but we're also on Snappy C.
We are on Snappy C.
Otherwise known as Snapchat.
Peek on me, Yazoo, by the way. How lovely is that?
Anyway, yeah, well, you don't need coffee, do you? In fact, you on coffee must be hell.
I'm going to be honest, I've only done it twice.
Yeah, don't ever do it again.
I've literally been on coffee twice.
Yeah, no. Were you on coffee when you bought that top?
No, we're not doing this. I've got a really lovely top.
It's right? Toweling.
No, it is it's a toweling. It is a toweling.
It's toweling and it is vile.
It's a part of a toweling two-piece.
It's a two-piece?
Yeah, it's a toweling two-piece.
My God. That is appalling.
I've got the toweling shorts to
if
go with it.
Toweling, you'd look like a deck chair. It is absolutely horrific.
I love the way you know what toweling is.
Why would I not know what that is, but you would?
Well, not only because Zara gets loads of toweling two pieces, so I decided to get one.
Zara's a girl.
Yeah, that's a good point. But I actually, I looked in the wardrobe this morning and I went, do you know what? I'm going to wear something that Pete can't take the piss out of me for. Mm. And I went, do you know what? That's going to be a good
None
look.
Of it was clean. Right, so let's just get straight into it, shall we? Straight into it?
Let's get straight into it. Let's dive in. Okay. Head first.
Wonderful. What have you been up to this week? In fact, I'm going to tell you what you've been up to this week.
I don't even know what I've been up to.
Sam has done some interviews this week.
Has he?
You did some press this week because I was tagged in a story.
Oh, no.
Where Sam was asked about me.
I don't even know what I've done. I got him.
Sam has asked about me, and it is, it was an interesting one. The title of the story is basically Sam saying that I'm quite boring.
Oh, yeah!
But it then went into, this is a few other little questions, blah, blah, blah. Sam's response to someone who I presume had asked you about my love life.
Yeah, and because I know you don't like talking about your love life.
Was, he's never actually up to no good now. He barely even dates. He's a saint when he's out. But Pete is like a magnet. He doesn't like talking to people on a night out, and for some reason, when we go out together, I'm relentless chat, chat, chat. I'm all over the gaff. He will just sit in the corner at the bar on his own. He'll have a drink, and as the hours roll by, I'll float around like a social butterfly, trying to get people to like me, and he'll just be sat at the bar on his own in silence, not giving a shit. By the end of the night, I'll have no one to talk to, and he'll have a crowd of 30 people surrounding him like he's Michael McIntyre.
Quite a funny bloke.
He doesn't even speak. The non-talking brings people in. I've never seen anything like it. I maintain, and trust me, he'll hate it when I say this, I think Pete Wicks is an icon. A genuine icon. He's the greatest bloke.
Anything wrong with that? Tell me what's wrong with that.
What the fuck is the point of that?
Because they asked
Why
me about...
Why didn't you just say I don't really know?
Well, because I do know.
Well, you don't know, because that's a lie.
That's not a lie at all. Are you joking?
That is an
absolute That's not, no, it's
lie.
Not. You literally sit at the bar, you don't speak to anybody, you just...
That
you,
is the biggest lie.
You literally sit there, and by the end of the night, you've got a crowd of people around you, and you haven't said a word.
That is the biggest lie I've ever heard.
It's not. You sit moody in the corner, okay. Drinking what drink you're having.
Can we just point out that almost everyone in this group... Actually, no, that's a lie. Three of you have been out with me on a night out, yeah? Do I just say nothing, or I am actually quite loud?
No, but the point I'm making is that Pete will just, he will set up shop somewhere. He'll like put up a tent.
Yeah, I don't like to walk
around. Yeah, yeah. No, but that's what I mean. He has like a base. He has like a home base, and that's where he sits for the whole evening. And he'll be one arm on the bar. He'll be one of them bar stools, and he'll just be like a revolving door of drinks, being like, oh, and anytime someone comes up to him, be like, oh, do you want a tequila? All right, sweet, we'll do a tequila. Then they'll stay, because it's like, oh, I'm talking to the guy who doesn't really talk much. And then, like, the other person will come, and then it's sort of like a novelty. And by the end of it, it's like moths to a fucking flame. Everyone's around him, and I've got no one to be around, because everyone's bored of my chat by then. And Pete's over there doing tequilas, like you wouldn't believe, with, like, 30 people.
Well, look, I mean, it was just a weird how detailed you went into... I'll be honest with you, the whole press thing.
But do you like how well I know you?
But thank you. It was very nice. I mean, it could have just gone with he's the greatest bloke and left it there.
Yeah.
But, but I appreciate that. Right, so listen, that's what we've been doing, a bit of press and all that sort of crap. Other than that, we've been very busy and we've been working, but that's boring. We do that every week. Let's go on to some interesting things that we don't normally do.
Right.
All right. I have got a couple of things here. I don't know what you want to start with. We have got a listener has emailed in, so we can go with that one.
No, let's obviously do that. No one ever emails in.
Or I've got a little segment for you on social media, which I know you love.
No, I think
should we try and do both?
Email.
All right, let's do email first. So we have got an email. Someone has emailed in.
I can't believe
this. Team. Okay, you ready for this? I'm going to read this to you.
Shoot from the hip. Don't miss.
Hi, Pete and Sam. I've gotten myself into a bit of a predicament, and I'm looking for some help. Why would you email us?
Oh, I think it's quite a clever move.
6 months ago, I moved to Sydney from London and jumped on all the dating sites to try and find love. I've slowly caught feelings for a guy, and after several dates, we clicked instantly with our similar humour and personalities. I cut contact with my dad around age 10, and I've had limited interactions with his family other than birthday cards.
But I wonder what happens! Okay, sorry.
While having a late night scroll on Facebook, I came across a meme that reminded me of a guy I've been dating, so I attempted to add him on Facebook and tag him to see that he is already friends with my grandparents and my dad's sister. This is not going well. After some snooping, I found that my dad's sister is in fact his mother, making him my first cousin. I've never been happier with a guy and feel we're in such a good place that I'm not sure if I should mention it. Should I carry on and act unaware, or do I come clean? And if so, how do I approach it? Thanks. And weirdly enough, they're anonymous.
Thank you so much for reaching out and sharing that with us. I think that was quite powerful, to be honest.
I think it's fucked up.
No, I love it, because this has got shades of Amsterdam glory hole. It does, and I'm so about this. Pete, have you heard about that, by the way?
I have heard.
Yeah. This has shades of that.
I think you need to obviously tell him, because you are cousins. There's no way around this. Tell
no
him.
No. I'm of a different persuasion here.
Okay, this is going to be good.
No, it's not really going to be good, actually. Oh, I think that actually...
Sorry, I just want to point out, so I just want to make this clear, and it's a surprise, really, to everyone in the room, and I'm sure everyone listening, that I'm the one that doesn't advocate incest, but Sam does.
Well, no, because you're making it sound like that. You're making it sound negative. The way I see it, right? And first of all, a couple of things here.
I can't wait for you to try and tell me that incest is a positive
thing. Okay, I'll tell you right now. First of all, and I need to say this instantly, it is so cool to receive a listener letter. Like, I'm so happy about that. And I think we need to actually take some time to
it
think about
it. Just about sums up our listeners and this podcast that the only letter we've ever received is from someone shagging their cup. Yeah.
And I really appreciate you reaching out, and I like the way you're anonymous.
And of all the people, sorry, to tell this problem to, why on earth did you think that I was going to give you sensible advice? You're shagging your cousin. Stop it.
No.
That's all I've got to say.
That's
it's weird. It's weird.
Okay, let's just play on each side of the fence here, right? It is slightly odd, but I think it's more odd if you know your cousin. Because you didn't know he was your cousin.
No, of course, yeah. No, I completely get that.
So you hadn't got a clue. So you've had a genuine connection with just another one of the 9 billion people on planet Earth. Now, don't try and just dive into my point now, Pete. You do share blood, but you didn't know you shared blood.
Yeah, but you shouldn't share
so they're not willingly. They're not willingly going, oh, you're my cousin. I want to have sex with you. They found a connection.
Listen, I'm going to be very honest. I agree with that. It's sad you didn't know, and that's the horrible part of this. But unfortunately, you are still shagging your cousin.
But so, he doesn't know. No. So if you just don't tell him, it's not real.
But now she does. So now that you do, next time you're in bed, it will cross your mind, that's my cousin. And I feel like, as much as he doesn't know, it's sad for him, but you should tell him that reason, because he deserves to know that he's fucked his family.
Or you let it play out.
Don't let it play out. And you get over
the fact that he's your first cousin.
No,
you can't. Because you've never met him before.
Yeah, you can't sort of get over that, though. Because,
but you can.
No, because they're related.
But see...
It doesn't matter whether they didn't know at the beginning. The fact that she knows now, if she continues to shag her cousin, you're wrong.
Okay, if you're in Amsterdam and your dad's put his penis through a glory hole, right? Yeah. I get that. Because you're like, whoa, that's my dad, I've lived with you forever. But if your cousin's from different sides of the globe and you've never met and you haven't grown up together.
I say stop shagging your cousin.
Yeah, but you're just saying stop shagging your cousin. You're not thinking about the deeper connotations.
No, but the deeper connotations, listen, they haven't said that they're in love here. They've just said that they've got a connection, this, that and the other. You can be friends and that's still a great connection. You can be soulmates with someone as a friend and not in a romantic way. All the other bits, you don't lose that connection, your family. And at the end of the day, you've met someone who could be part of your life forever.
I do have one more question, right? Okay, how about this, Pete? What if she tells the guy, he is like a bit cut up at the start, but then he goes, I've really enjoyed myself. We don't know each other. We're perfect strangers.
But it's not
about... I want to carry on.
Okay. It's not just about just not knowing each other. It's about the fact that they're cousins. I hope that's helped.
Yeah.
For anyone else that is looking for sound advice from Sam...
Bring it in. Honestly,
please,
bring it in.
We should maybe set up a little sort of like, Dear Sam and Pete, help me section.
Yeah.
Yeah. What should we call it? Let's think of this.
Can I add something in really quickly, though? Most podcasts.
Staying relevant sad stories.
They're not sad though. They're fucking
uplifting. It's quite sad because she's lost the love of her life because she's related to him.
But can I do just want to say something. A lot of other podcasts do these write-ins and stuff, but a lot of these things aren't real. A lot of them actually fake writing in. The beauty of our podcast is we actually have people who are shagging their cousin who are writing in. That's what I absolutely love.
Yeah.
Like, this is real. Yeah. People are genuinely shagging their cousin and going, oh, I should probably tell the boys I'm staying relevant about this. Yeah, that's no. where we're at.
Yeah,
I love great. Our listeners.
More from us next week on Staying Relevant Sad Corner.
Sad Corner. The Staying Relevant Sad Corner.
I think that's actually what it should be called, the Staying Relevant Sad Corner, where we will help you with any advice that you may need. Obviously, we are experts in the... Sam's, by the sounds of it, an expert in the world of incest, so he can help you on that. And I am an expert in the world of logic, so I will also be able to help you. So if you would like some advice, please write in, because we do enjoy them. Thank you.
I'm all about the vibes, man.
All about the vibes.
I'm all about the vibes.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much, Anonymous. Appreciate it. Good luck.
Good luck.
With the future. Okay, so we actually do have time for another little segment. We're just mixing it up this week. Do you know what I mean? You have some yazoo in your toweling. So, new segment.
So good.
Is it good? Yeah, we're not actually sponsored by them, but you trying for that? Social media. I thought you'd enjoy this one. And it's one that you've taken the piss out of me before. So
ooh, fun.
So I'm going to go with this. So we asked the listeners what their biggest caption icks are. All right? We've got some crackers here. You ready for this one? What's your biggest caption?
My worst thing, this is where it came from, is you know when someone like takes a photo of them in like a hospital and they go like, in here, but it's all okay. But they don't say what it is they've got or something like that. You're like, why have you just done that? Like, you don't need to take a photo of you with the drip going into your arm, but you haven't said a fucking word about what you've got. It's like, out here today, pray for me. It's like, but no one knows what the fuck you've got. Like, it's just weird to me. That's where it came from.
Yeah, I agree with that. That is a fucking weird one. It's been a hell of a day in a gown.
Yeah. You wouldn't believe it if I told you. Well, yeah. You haven't fucking told us. Yeah. So what's the point?
So we don't care. These aren't disgusting, but these are just quite annoying ones. So this is from the listeners, what they wrote in. And I'll be honest with you, I have just posted one that is on this list. So that's quite annoying. It's not this one, but this is the first one. I don't play tag. I've always been it.
Could I?
I've never seen that before.
Neither have I.
But if I did see that, it's an immediate unfollow.
Can I say another massive ick that I have on socials is when people use song lyrics. Oh! Oh! Someone uses song lyrics. Do you know you do not? No, you do not.
I think I may have done that before.
Shut up.
The problem I have, right, is that I don't give a fuck. I never know what to write with caption. In fact, my last couple of posts, I've just put an emoji. Because I cannot be bothered to think of a fucking caption. It's a skull and crossbones. Well, I didn't realise I'd used it on the post before. And I only posted because I was told that I had to post something because I've been so quiet. So then I just think, oh, I'll just find a picture and then just whack it up.
There's one particular bird, I won't say her name. All she does is fucking song captions.
One of my least favourite, and this is the one that genuinely really gets me, is when it's Valentine's, Christmas, birthdays or whatever else, and you see shopping bags and shopping bags of Louis Vuitton and Selfridges and fucking this, that and the other, and cards and flowers, and there's balloons on the ceiling and there's fucking rose petals on the floor. And actually, the caption says, boy done good.
Boy done good! But you don't know who the boy is.
But you don't
either.
Know who the boy is, but what you will see later that day is a
Rolex. An arm with a Rolex.
Hands with a Rolex.
Yeah.
In a fucking Range Rover.
And he's a drug dealer,
and
by the way.
Yeah, there's a number of reasons why you're not allowed to see him. Firstly, because you're embarrassed and you're still messaging other people because you're a dirty bitch. And the second one is because he is on the run. But yeah, that's actually one of my least favourites. I did this one recently.
No.
A little holiday phone.
No. This is my absolute pit.
Take me back.
Oh, God.
Take me back.
And it's literally no, but okay, you probably haven't done this because you're not that way inclined. Fair play to you. The worst is when people do take me back and it's them in a bikini and you're like, I can't even see the setting.
Confirm.
I don't even know where you are.
I can confirm I haven't done a
but it's them in a bikini with no background at all. Well, there's no ambiance.
Well, it goes into the next one. I mean, you're right. And
take
nothing,
you back where?
There is nothing worse than a photo with no ambiance.
No, but do you know what I mean? It's like, it's just you in a bikini, take me back. And it's like, but where? No one knows where you've been.
But to be honest with you, when I see those pictures of the bikinis, I do think, take me back. So, next one, which kind of ties in with it.
In the sun.
The next one that ties in with it is, and again, I have done this.
If you're about to say the one below it, I'm going to die.
No, I've never done that one. That's more you, because you've done that one.
I don't know.
I'm going to get to that. Yes, you have, and I'm going to find it. So the next one is when you put up a picture, and I've done this one, of a pool or some sun or a beach club or a beer in the sun. I've had worse Mondays.
That's the one I was talking about.
Oh, yeah, no, I've done
you
that.
You fucking loser.
Yeah, I've done that.
How? Your captions stink.
Because I don't care.
You're a stinky bastard.
Do you know what I've... God,
I can't believe I have one up on you.
Oh, yeah.
I genuinely am looking at you with disgust.
But this is why I assumed that this would be something you'd enjoy, because you're the social media king out of the two of us, and I literally have no creative input into social media. I've got no fucking idea. I only post when I'm told to post. Can't think of anything, so I'll just go with, yeah, had worse Mondays. And there'll be a song over the top, and it's normally one of three songs that I can
tell you. Yeah, it's Teskey Brothers.
Love Teskey Brothers.
It's always Teskey, loves a bit of country.
I do like a bit of country.
Do you know what, as well? Now all I can hear is in Pete's voice. Photo. Pool, drink, beer, pool. No, actually, it's not even that. What you do is you do beer on bar in London. Beer on bar in London.
Do that.
Wednesday meetings. You've definitely done that. Wednesday meetings. But I can now imagine, so photo of beer on bar in,
do that a lot.
In Pete's voice. I've had worse Mondays. Oh, my God.
The problem being is that I have nothing to post. I never really want to post anything. I get told I've got to post things, and I have nothing to post. So I post what I'm doing at the time, which is either... And then I feel like you have to say something if you put up a picture. I don't feel like you can just put up a picture. But I need to just start putting up a picture and just not saying anything, because actually when I say things, it just makes me sound like a prick. I have come to the conclusion midway through this segment that I am a social media ick all in it.
All over.
Just ick.
Right, I've got another one as well. This isn't on the list, but I've got another one. This is awful, and Pete, you'll agree with this one. So, someone in the sun with a laptop going, office for the day. Office for the day.
Yeah.
You don't fucking do anything. You do nothing.
Yeah.
You're in crypto.
Yep, I agree.
Office for a day, with your stupid fucking Apple Mac, which isn't even a thick one, it's a thin one.
Do you know what? I've got a story about this. Someone actually did this, and it's one of these people, and it went round, and someone sent it to me, and this fucking knobhead had put something like that. Not bad when you get to work from anywhere. And it was them on a fucking beach thing, and then underneath it was a big thing about how, you know, I can help you trade this, that, and the other.
Oh, of course it is, Forex. Yeah.
And then you actually look on the computer screen, and he was shopping on ASOS.
No!
I was just like, you fucking helmet.
Mate, office for the day with the laptop there with some graphs that you look at and you're like, you don't even know what the fuck you're doing. And there's a fucking leased Ferrari outside that's not even his that he fucking sits in the bonnet of and goes, oh, Mondays, hey, office for the day by a pool.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Find a job you love and you'll never work a day in your life.
Oh, God, and they're in Dubai and you're like, you're just the worst. This next one I'm going to let you say, Pete, because I've done this quite a few times.
Yeah. Now, one of my favourite ones is, saying that you haven't done the bit after, but it's the gushing posts of just my world. You really showed me what love is, like this.
With the emoji of the world.
Yeah, all that sort of crap. Sam does that regularly. Him and Zara do these beautiful little gushing posts that make everyone sort of go, oh, aren't they lovely? And they make me mute them for a good week or two. Despise them. It's quite nice, but it's the ones that do that and then you can tell that they're broken up a week later, or they do it 3-4 times within a year with 3-4 different people. There are only so many worlds you can have. You are not the universe. The next one is one of my actual pet peeves and one of my least favourite ones. And I know it's supposed to be nice.
I don't even understand it.
Okay, it's when people put up pictures of their kids, it sounds like I'm being horrible here, but they put up pictures of the kids and then do a caption that says, thank you for choosing me to be your mum. Now that aggravates me because they didn't have a fucking choice. They didn't choose you, not by choice. It just happened. There wasn't a choice.
There is adoption.
All right, if they're adopted, then state that. Hashtag adopt. That's fine. But if it's just your child, didn't choose to be, it didn't choose you as a mother, did it? It just got lumbered with you. And I'm sure they're very happy because everyone loves their mother. I absolutely love my mother, but I didn't fucking choose her. All right? She didn't choose me. We just, unfortunately, that's just what happened. But I'm very grateful. I love Tracy. Tracy's amazing. We love mum.
We do love Tracy.
I don't know why I said we love mum. I love my mum. Sam doesn't know her. But yeah, it really aggravates me, the whole choosing thing. Unless, of course, you are adopted. That's a very good point. In which case, state that so we're clear.
Golden hour. Golden hour is such a middle-aged fucking... I'm on my holiday. Holly Bob's. Right? I'm on my Holly Bob's. I've got a cocktail. I'm a little bit wavy, right? Mm. Little bit pissed. Golden hour.
Yeah, just in case you're struggling with Sam's accent, he's not saying golden shower, which is a completely different thing. If you hashtag that, then that's generally on Pornhub. Golden hour. is what you're saying.
Yeah. Golden hour.
Yeah. No, I don't like that one. And it's often quite... Do you know what else people do golden hour? And you always see this. It's people that have got nice eyes and they look up into the sun and do the golden hour as the sun's coming through a window and do golden hour because their skin always looks great and their eyes look great. That's a really annoying one. Stop doing that. We get it. You've got nice eyes. Shut the fuck up.
Also, there's another one on this list I really quite like. You do you.
Yeah, you do.
You do you. And it's them. This. This is them. Against the wall. Against the wall. In some sort of quite revealing outfit.
Are you saying this because I've done this as well?
No, you have you done that?
I don't know. There is a photo of me doing that, and I can't remember what the caption. I think I might.
You do you. I think. Hun.
Yeah, yeah. That no, that's a bad one. I've
got another one. Work hard, play hard.
Yeah, that's a fucking. That's a terrible one.
Work hard, play hard. Next to a Ferrari that you've leased.
Yeah, all of these, quite bad. Really enjoyed this segment. Thanks for writing in. We are going to do this one again, actually, because I want to hear more. But if you can send us some of the worst Instagram captions, don't just go on mine.
Oh, no, one more. Sorry, I've got one more. Sorry. But first, coffee.
Never really seen that one, but I do a lot of coffee posts.
No, but you know where they write? They write the caption, but first, coffee. But first, what?
Do you know what I do with
You're
the coffee?
Not a novel.
Do you know what I do? Do you know what I do with the coffee one? I put fuel... Dot, dot, dot.
You are honestly...
I am actually a disgusting...
You are a disgusting bastard.
I might have to delete social media.
You fucking stink.
In real life, I'm not that much of a cock.
And there's another one, but last one. When couples go, I love doing life with you, and then they break up like a month later.
Yeah. And also, you just know it's bollocks a lot of the time because behind closed doors, they hate each other, like most couples do. Be single, guys.
I love my couple, though.
Yeah.
No. I love my girlfriend.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Excellent. That is. That's true. Actually, I'm not going to throw shade on that.
That was a fucking great segment. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. This is why I said we need to do more interactive things.
Yeah.
I think they're actually quite funny.
Send in your ones as well. Send more in. We'll do it. We can do it once a week if they're enough.
Yeah. We enjoy the interaction with all of you. So yeah. On that note, we'll crack on. Write to us. We enjoy it. Stop shagging your family members and see you all next week.
Oh. Hashtag out of office. Well, what a lovely episode this has been. I've really enjoyed myself, actually. I love a bit of interaction.
It's nice to mix it up a bit. Because I feel like if we mix it up, we might win something.
Yeah, at some point. We're really changing as a part. We're adapting, evolving.
How do you
growing.
Feel? Let us know. Rate, review, and do all that sort of stuff.
I don't think I've screeched today, either.
No, you've been a little bit... quite. I think it's the toweling.
Yeah, it's toweling two-piece.
The toweling two-piece has calmed you down. So, yeah, that's us done. Make sure you subscribe and follow us. Stay Relevant Podcast on Instagram and on TikTok. Snapchat, Stay Relevant. We will be out on YouTube every Friday and every Monday, wherever you get your podcasts from.
Just doing cool shit, really, as
just
well.
Just doing cool shit.
Yeah.
We're just doing... I am wearing a suit with a beanie this week. So...
So you know that he's on Instagram later going, but first, coffee.
Yeah, but listen, guys, you know, just remember...
Oh, OOTD.
Just remember, you do you.
You've just done an OOTD, Pete. I'm wearing a suit with a beanie. That's my outfit of the day.
And if you're lucky, I recorded this morning a GRWM. So if you want to see my GRWM, then make sure you tune in on all my socials because you know what we say, guys. You do you. Insanity
Group. Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.